stories, big guests, the big picture. Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge. Weekdays 1230 to 3, 770 CHQR.
So, is the Green Line ever going to be the full and complete Green Line as originally envisioned? Is North Central Calgary ever going to get LRT service? You'd be forgiven for being pessimistic about all of that. So, some conversation this week at City Hall about a number of different options for the Green Line project and future stages of the Green Line project. As Global News describes it here, the committee was given a list of potential Green Line LRT extensions under the categories of small, medium, large, and mega projects, along with their anticipated costs. But that, depending on what criteria we're using here, that could really hurt the chances of the Green Line ever really being fully completed. And so some concern in North Central Calgary about what this all means. So joining us to talk about these concerns is Ward 3 City Councillor Jody Gondek. Councillor, thank you for joining us here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
All right. Well, tell us a bit more then about what these options are and what the criteria are and what raises your concerns here.
Well, the report was put together originally to demonstrate to council how future phasing could be done in largely a cost-effective manner. And to do that, the solutions are mainly to go further south. And that's simply by virtue of the fact that phase one, when it was voted upon by the council that preceded me in May of 2017, the decision for phase one to carry southward to Sheppard just makes it logical that extension southbound would be cheaper at this stage. Mm-hmm. The other big issue that we are facing to have it go north is land assembly along Centre Street, north of 16th Ave up to Beddington.
Okay. So that does it make it less likely then from what you're hearing that it's going to go north from there?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, this is my job, is to make it as likely as possible. Mm-hmm. So the struggle remains. How do you get that tricky piece taken care of where we've got to purchase land when you've got a ward like mine that, number one, has demonstrated incredible ridership over time? We are experiencing growth of just north of Stony Trail, and we have right-of-ways in place from Beddington Trail north to the edge of the city where it would not be difficult at all to lay down track. So we've got a problem in the middle that needs to be addressed, or we will never see it come north.
So there's a demand for LRT, and obviously, as you pointed out, for a long time, we've been telling people that that was an eventuality. So I think maybe there are a lot of people who have chosen to live in that part of the city, perhaps for that reason. So what are we supposed to tell them now?
I would love to know what to tell them now. I mean, I've been trying to tell them that I'm fighting the good fight and doing what I can, but you can't just say those words. You have to find demonstrable solutions that, first and foremost, don't kill the project in its infancy. I'm not here to cancel the Green Line. I'm not here to lose the money that the federal and provincial governments have provided to us. I think we need to leverage those dollars, and we have to start somewhere. So I'm not trying to turn it into a battle of, if not north, then nothing will happen.
Right.
But I need to see some changes take place to give us an equitable solution that provides service and value to as many Calgarians as possible.
So what sense should cost be a factor? If it's cheaper to go in one direction or cheaper to go to one part of the city than the other, how much bearing should that have on the decision?
I think it's always important to find the most cost-effective solution possible, but I will point this out. When we designed this first phase before I got onto council, one of the biggest arguments was that we need to go underground in key locations in downtown and some of the communities just south of downtown. And that's to make sure that we are not disrupting traffic patterns and people's lives. And I agree with that. But at the same time, that was an expensive endeavor. So I'd like to understand why we are not focusing that same attention to value north of 16th, and particularly up into Ward 3.
So the second stage would go, theoretically, to 64th Ave?
Oh, I'd love for it to go to 96th or North Point, because North Point is our major bus terminus right now. But from what I'm looking at in the tables that were provided, it's human nature to default to the least expensive solution. And if that's what we do, we'll go south. But we will not achieve things like getting uplift on property tax because the transit-oriented development possibilities that are possible with the Green Line, all of those exist north of the current phase, not south. And we won't be able to cut as much in greenhouse gas emissions. We will not be able to reduce commute times in the same manner if we go south, but it obviously looks cheaper.
Well, one of your colleagues, Shane Keating, has made the argument that the Southeast is in a similar position. There's demand in the Southeast. There's a lack of transportation options in the Southeast. So, I mean, how do we balance those competing needs? Because various parts of the city have competing needs.
You know, Councillor Keating is absolutely right. But my argument would be, when we built North Central Calgary, these communities that we built more than 30 years ago, we said to them, just wait. As soon as you have critical mass, you will get bus service, then you will get increased bus service leading up to bus rapid transit, the BRT, and then your next progression is the LRT. Well, those communities in the south did not have to go through that modal progression. And the thing that's killing me right now, we've now got a somewhat empty promise of, you know what, we'll give you one of the max BRT lines. If that's supposed to appease me, it doesn't. It actually just adds another step in our modal progression that the south didn't have to manage.
So where does this all go from here?
Well, I think we'll be having some pretty healthy debates, and I think we will be looking at the solutions that are proposed right now to see if, in fact, those are still, firstly, achievable and equitable, because I have a lot of questions regarding how we're going to service the people in my ward that I represent.
All right. Well, we'll see it all goes from here. Councillor Gondek, thanks for making some time for us here this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right. That is Ward 3 City Councillor Jyoti Gondek, who is concerned that the North Center is going to get shut out in all of this. Despite the fact that she says for 30 years, we've been telling people that eventually the LRT is going to come to this part of the city. She has to say, how could we even contemplate creating communities 30 years ago with a big sign that says future LRT park and ride, and then say, well, you know, maybe not. So she's pretty upset that the initial draft for stage two of the Green Line leave all of these communities north of 64th basically out of the picture. And if instead of ridership, we're looking at the cheaper options for LRT expansion, that could be bad news for North Center because you still got some issues around acquiring the land. So is it ever going to happen? Again, if you're in the North Center, you'd be forgiven for being pessimistic about this. All right, 974-8255 is our number, 974-TALK. We'll come back for other things to get to in our time remaining. We can get back to your phone calls, text as well. Stay with us.
Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge, starting at 1230 on News Talk 770 Calgary.